The Lord's Prayer, Chapter 58. Tell the Lord about it. You find it very natural, when a very intimate friend calls, to talk over the little occurrences of the day. It is a relief sometimes to tell the perplexities that have troubled, and receive the sympathy of a friend. If every day you would treat the Lord in this way, with the confidence and assurance of sympathy and help that you have in the case of an earthly friend, you would find him more precious to you than tongue can tell. If you have tried it, you can bear witness to the truth of it. When the disciples returned from the villages and towns to which they had been sent, they found the Lord and told him all that they had done. The Lord of all was not above listening to their story either. No more will he turn from your story of the work and trials and triumphs of the day. He is the same Jesus, yesterday, today, and forever. Those who are well enough acquainted with the Lord to talk with him all through the day about their work find that he is not only patient to hear the story, but glad to bestow the help and blessing that lightens the burden and gives rest in perplexing toil. The place of work may be in public, or within the four walls of the room at home. It may all be done as unto him, and he will gladly give his presence in the daily tasks. If you have not tried it, try talking over your work with the Lord. It will be a help that you have never known before, if you will treat him as you would an intimate friend. He is not too great to notice the little things of life. It is because he is so great and good that he does so.